Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, everybody. Dr. Imfan Akpan here. And have you heard of the new ChatGPT 5.1? Did you know that ChatGPT has a new update? OpenAI released a new model. The model, the ChatGPT 5 that we've been using since August, it's old news. It's legacy. There's 5.1. So if you haven't noticed that, let's take a look. Let's talk about it. Let's look at it. And I'm not going to go to my ChatGPT. I'm going to OpenAI's website and just have us look at it. So first thing you notice, it was released on November 12th. So that was about 4 days ago. And they have an article. We're not going to listen to it. We're going to just kind of look through it. So it's GPT 5.1, supposed to be a lot smarter, more conversational version of ChatGPT or an upgrade of ChatGPT 5. And now we've got 5.1 Instant and 5.1 Thinking. So you've got the warmer, more intelligent. So that's interesting. So the interaction with it is going to be different. And then we've got the 5.1 Thinking, which is more of a reasoning model. So more thinking. Right. So it does more thinking for you. Now, it looks like there's feedback, particularly I think a lot of this is coming from ChatGPT 4.0 or 4 Omni, when that was taken away and then brought back because people were so used to how you interacted with the AI. So you've got preferences on how you can set the tone with the new 5.1. So if it looks, so here, and this is what's interesting, it gives you a comparison between the ChatGPT 5, which you remember was released August 7th of this year, not too long ago, and GPT 5.1 Instant. So let's look at this. So when I guess the question here is, and this is a sample prompt, and this will give you an idea of the differences between the answers or what will be coming from GPT 5.1 versus 5. So here's a quick prompt. I'm feeling stressed and could use some relaxation tips. With GPT 5, it goes straight to it. Here's a few simple, effective ways to help ease stress. You can mix and match depending on how you're feeling and how much time you have. And then it goes into a breakdown of what you can do. Now, this one, it mentions the name. So it says, "I've got you, Ron." That's totally normal, especially with everything you've got going on lately. Here are a few ways to decompress depending on what kind of stress you're feeling. So it seems a little more friendlier, more connected, and has more information on you. You know, so it's using your name, letting you know it knows what's going on with you, telling you, hey, this is normal, instead of diving directly into it. Now, with GPT-5, it breaks down. Okay, you've got the quick reset. With 5.1, it's giving you options. Okay, if your mind is feeling scattered, and then it goes into the box breathing, and then name what you see. With GPT-5, it does give you, okay, quick reset. So it's not as, you know, this is going into your mind. This is giving you a reset, so it's still helpful. This is giving you three options: the deep breathing, progressive relaxation, and grounding. Then it gives you, it's building it up, you know, 10 to 20 minute recharge. Now the 5.1 gives you the option, you need to slow down, music reset, step outside, and then it gives you another one if you want to fully unwind. So it's giving you different states you can get into, whereas 5.0 is giving you time frames. So this one's giving you longer recalibration. This one, and then it goes into mindset shifts. And then when you get to the end with 5.0, now it's asking you what kind of stress. So with GPT-5, it answered your question and gave you what you asked for, but now it's asking for more details. GPT-5.1 seemed a little more personal and gave you different options, and then is asking you about the time. So it's a different approach. However, it gives you the answers, but one was a little more empathetic and more tailored to you, if you like that. And then it says always respond in 6 words. So this is another improvement on how to answer the questions. GPT-5, understood. All responses will be 6. And then GPT-5.1, understood. I will respond in 6. Okay, where should I travel this summer? Those are the questions. Now, GPT-5 is asking some more. How about exploring Japan this summer? That's not, you know, yeah, that's first question. It's a question in 6, you know, answering in 6. But here, instant, it goes, okay, consider Japan, Italy, Greece, Canada, Iceland. So it gave you 6 words. Why there? Scenery, culture, cuisine, climate, friendly locals. 6 words. Why there? Rich culture, beautiful scenery, great food. This is interesting. So this one, it said it's trending for the summer, mix of culture. If you prefer something closer to Texas, consider Mexico or Canada. It didn't give you the... you know, it didn't answer exactly what you wanted. It did give Texas, Mexico, Canada, Japan. But here we've got the 6 words, right? So, and then we get into this thinking and reasoning portion of things. And here it is with spending more time or less time on the easy task and spending more time on the hard task. So here's benchmarking against itself so you get a better idea of how it's working against itself. And here's some of this, you know, explaining the BA BIP with the WRC plus. So you get more of an answer of what it is. Okay. The formula. So, okay, why it matters, what it is, okay, you know, why it's great. This one, the GPT 5.1, is a little bit longer, gives you some more in-depth, the TLDR. Okay, I think that's, you know, if you want to grab a Blue Jay and walk through the VIP and see what it says about their season, if you want current league averages and a few Blue Jays examples to make this concrete. Okay. The GPT 5.1 thinking's default tone is also warmer. And well, we mentioned that earlier with the first one. I spilled coffee all over myself before my meeting. Do you think everyone thought I was an idiot? This is a gut punch feeling. I'm really sorry. Short answer is no. Hey, no, they didn't. You rattled, so your brain is going. You notice that, I don't know. This one is saying no. So GPT 5.1 goes straight to it. And then 5 is apologizing that it happened. You know, it's feeling sorry for it. So they're both kind of empathetic. But one is answering right away. And then GPT 5.1 is coaching you. So it's being your coach. I don't know. They both seem empathetic to me. It does give you to reset your brain, swap some stories. I don't know. You know, take a breath. You're good. You're not an idiot. So they're saying kind of the same things. That's competent, not clumsy. And you showed up. That's the opposite of foolish. Resilience. This one with the 5.0 is still asking to see what else it can do for you. With the ChatGPT 5, is asking to see what it can do for you. So it is good. I'm just curious to see what other performance enhancements it has. So it did mention, okay, if you're looking today, it may not be available. I have it available. I'm a business user, which used to be Teams. It's now called ChatGPT Business. It'll be coming to the API so developers can use it, which I think is good since it does have more of that empathy. Now, here's the interesting thing. ChatGPT 5 will remain available under the legacy models dropdown for paid subscribers. So it's gone if you're not a paid subscriber in the next 90 days. And then it's not going to the GPT. They're going to sunset GPT 5. And this is interesting. We introduced new GPT models. Our approach is to give people ample space to evaluate what's changed and share feedback. So it looks like they're not just going to get rid of the models. Sunset periods will be communicated clearly and plenty of advance notice. So they're not just going to get rid of the models. This is very smart because they're going to look for a way to get more feedback. So instead of like, when they announce GPT-5 and then they're going to get rid of ChatGPT-4.0, they're going to keep them both there, at least for the paid users, and give you a chance to see the difference and then get the feedback from users and find out what people like and what they don't like. So I think that's very smart. Want to hear what you think if you've used it already. What are your thoughts with it? As always, make sure you like and subscribe.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.